Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Marlene. I'm a service coordinator for Keystone First.
Hi.
The reason of my call is because there is a previous participant that was previously assigned to you guys, and I'm just trying to find out who am I talking about, a missing payment for a caregiver.
Okay, can I have that participant's first name?
Her first name is Teresa, last name is Torres.
You said first name was Clarissa, is that with a C or K?
No, Teresa. T-E-R-E-S-A.
And this is a previous participant?
Yeah, she was last day with you guys was January 25th. I think it was 24th. Last day with you guys. Sure about it.
Spell that first name for me again, because I'm not finding it. D as in David?
No, P.
Oh, P.
No. Do you speak Spanish?
No.
No, okay.
I
so
can transfer you to someone that can.
It's Teresa. T-E-R-E-A. T as in Tolman.
Guy or Teresa. Let's see. Discharge, I do see. Let me just see what happened.
So last day that she was with Family Affairs was January 25th, but there is a missing payment from caregivers for caregivers from January 19th to January 24th.
Just looking at the case notes to see what happened. Missing payment for pay period 119-121. Someone look into this. Calling. He left because lack of communication. They will never get a hold of. All clocks are made from the household. Okay, let me get that coordinator that was assigned to the case at the time. Maybe he had more information than I do. Let me see if he's available, okay? Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's available. His name is Robin, okay? Hold on 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon, Family First. This is Robin speaking.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Marlene. I'm the coordinator for Keystone First. I am calling you. This is Teresa Torres.
Yes.
The reason of my call is because caregiver reported to us that she didn't get paid so on January 19th to January 24th. I do know and I do understand that the last day of services that Ms. Terry received with you was January 25th, but on the 24th, she was admitted to the hospital due to a stroke.
You said who didn't get paid?
The caregiver. There's a caregiver that reported that she's missing 84-hour payment for the week of January 19th to January 24th.
I need to know who, what caregiver. There was three of them on that case. So
the name of the caregiver is Juana Figueroa.
Okay. So with Juana, as you know, what happened with that case, about the potential fraud that was going on with that case, that got reported. Juana was told that she was required to come into the office with her phone so we could link the app to her phone, directly to her phone, in order for her to clock in and out.
Okay.
She didn't come in the next day and was told by the...
Okay, well, what was that? Told me that, but they wasn't that you.
Give me 1 second. I could tell you right now. Okay, I told her 1:20:26.
Okay, so what we saw on the HHA for January 19th, she did that she did clock in for a shift of 11 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay, so like I was explaining to you, Wanda is the daughter of the client, has access to all of the numbers and all of the pins for all of the caregivers that's working. So the reason for us telling her to come in and lock in the app on her phone was because she was clocking in any caregiver that she wanted, okay? So all the clocks that she had came from the house phone. Her requirements was for her to come in and clock in through the app only, and she ignored it. Also, Wanda told her to not come in, that she does not need to come in to do that, and therefore, none of the days that she allegedly clocked in were registered.
Okay, but we noticed that you guys billed for January 19th, but she didn't get paid for those hours. So if she...
I can tell you right now, she got... Give me 1 second. Okay, we billed for those hours, and she did get paid for that day. That's the only day that she got paid for.
Okay.
She got paid for 11 hours that day.
Okay.
So moving from the 20th forward, that's when we did not link none of her.
From the 20th to the 24th, that's when you guys didn't pay her, right?
From the 20th moving forward to the last day of service, yes.
Okay.
Due to her not coming in to link her app as required for her to clock in. And even when I spoke to her on the phone and told her that, she told me, oh, I know you told me to come in, but I didn't. I still worked. I said, that's not, you're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm telling you that. I told you that it's required for you to come in. If not, you will be off the schedule and you won't be able to clock in. And nothing after that will be registered because this is the requirement that the agency is asking for you to do, and you don't want to do it because you don't want to do it and because you were told not to do it as well.
Okay. As you know, there's a investigation open to this incident and you showing up to participants' house and being aggressive there.
I was not aggressive.
Well, I don't know the final the outcome of the investigation, but there is an investigation up, and I will provide the information that you just gave it to me. If I do miss any other information, I will get back to you. Do you have any direct
number? Did they tell you why I went over there?
Yes, I do have all the information. So, do you have any direct number that I can just reach back to you if I do miss anything else?
Yes, 267.
Okay.
551.
Mm-hmm.
7404.
Okay. And your name again?
Robin. Robin.
Okay, Robin. Okay. I will send this back to my supervisor to see what they said, and if anything else, I will just get back to you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.